Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today I want to talk a little bit about another book I'm reading. I'm reading a lot of books lately, which is good. It's called We're All Weird by Seth Godin. I'll put a link in the show notes. And this book is about, it's a manifesto about the end of mass market and how we can market to smaller and more direct people. And what I think is interesting about this is it does directly tie into us as creators because, again, if we are looking at the idea of like 100,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or podcast as being our marker, what we're doing is, if that is what you want to do, what you're doing is you're aiming to the masses. And to aim to the masses removes the weird, which Seth presents as a positive, the weird being the positive, that is, and put you into the normal, which he basically presents as the negative, saying that more and more we need to focus on small niche groups. Find your tribe, find the people that believe what you believe, and share with them basically what you believe. What this means is we can be more true to ourselves. If we try to sell to everybody, and I've talked about this many times before with manufacturers who've come to me and asked me to do something for their product. And I say, who's your customer? And they're like, everybody. Sure, anybody can use anything, right? This is definitely a thing, right? But who do we intend to use it? If we just make something for everyone, what we make is something that is boring, homogenized, uninteresting. If we make something that's interesting, then we will get people that are really strongly believe. Then we'll get people that really strongly believe in it and people that really strongly don't believe in it. I've said this a bunch of times before, and I stand by it, that you know you're being successful when you get haters, right? When somebody just doesn't like you. Oh, that's junk. That's whatever. I mean, you shouldn't only get that, obviously. But if all you're getting is positive feedback, then you're probably sitting in a feedback loop of your friends and your super loyal fans. And those aren't necessarily the best people to judge at the beginning anyways. Eventually, we want to break past and get some people that don't like us, that are outside the group. And then as we form this tribe, this group around what we believe, what we want to put out there in the world, then people will mostly agree with you because now you've found your people, if you will. This can be really tricky, as I say, because it's tough to like put up something that you really believe in. You go out and you make some portraits or you shoot some landscapes or you do some street or documentary photography and you think it's absolutely the best work you've ever done and you really want people to see it and you put it up and you get like almost no likes. Let's say we'll talk about Instagram. And then you start scrolling down and you see a picture of somebody with, you know, a smoke machine or just a picture of a puppy, you know, that's just a bland whatever. It's a fun, I mean, everybody likes puppies, right? And that's got a million likes. And you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe I should just photograph babies and use smoke bombs and use all these different trends and special effects. And while, again, as I say over and over again, that's not necessarily something that you shouldn't do, but you should only really do it if it seems like the thing that will really be something you believe in. If you like that style, if that style projects to you. And I've said this before, too. I repeat myself a lot, I think, but in different contexts, where I remember at some point I had this breaking point. I had been looking at a lot of work. And I'm like, I really love this photographer. I really love this style. I really love this. I want to do a shoot like this. And I would go out with the intention of creating images like that, but I never would. And at first it was frustrating. It was like, I knew I had the technical knowledge to do it, but why was I not producing that? Why was I not producing those images? And what I realized was because I was actually being true to myself and creating what I believed, what I saw, my vision. It's kind of like the thing they do when you're in photo school where they give the students each like 30 minutes with a model, but where nobody else is around. You just go in there and you work with the model and create what you want. And then everybody has different images. And that's to show you that even given the exact same subject, and the exact same clothes and the exact same location, we are going to produce different images, not being different just to be different, but being different because we're expressing ourselves. We're showing ourselves. We're being weird. And what's nice is because of new media, because of things like Instagram, which I know I was just saying, you know, group people together, but because of photo sharing sites, because of Discords, because of groups that can be formed, We can find people that appreciate our work, and we don't need as many. I remember shooting the album cover for this artist maybe 10 years ago, and at the launch party, the record producer that kind of owned his, I guess he had a recording studio and a small, he had a couple of artists that he was working with, and they were self-producing, basically. He said, you know, if she was with, or if he was with, as a producer, a large company, they would need to, this would need to be a million selling record for them to really feel like they made a lot, because they did it themselves and they were in total control of it. Not only did they produce the product they wanted, but if they sold 50,000 records, that would be monetarily the same almost as the million seller. So it's really interesting. We can actually, I mean, there's always been small niche markets, but now we can actually make it work for us. We can actually do the thing we want to do, whether it be make money or help people or whatever. And we can do it in small batches because we have the technology to do it. We can rebuild him. Oh, I went $6 million man there for a second. So I guess what I'm saying in a really roundabout way is that this book kind of confirms or puts me in the right mindset, even for large businesses, to see that what I hoped would happen in the world is happening. We can be ourselves. We can focus on the things that we love, and we can still get recognition, even if it is not the trendy mass market thing. You be you. Create what you want to create. Get it out there in front of people. You will find the people that love it, because more and more, those people are looking for people that are like them. Oh, and don't forget, we're still in December. This is the 26th of December. We've been going through the Daily Stoic. Almost there. We're going to read a passage from here. Again, each of these passages has what the author's interpretation of the passage means. I'm going to look at it from a creator's point of view. I will read it to you, and then I'll just tell you my thoughts. December 26th. It's not at all that we have too short a time to live, but that we squander a great deal of it. Life is long enough, and it's given in sufficient measure to do many great things if we spend it well. But when it's poured down the drain of luxury and neglect, when it's employed to no good end, we are finally driven to see that it has passed by before we even recognized its passing. And so it is. We don't receive a short life. We make it so. Seneca. This is really interesting, like all of these are. I love Stoic philosophy. I think it's super interesting. And again, December, they're dealing with mortality. But if we think about this as a creator, right, we often squander our time on things that are not in the long run important. Not to say we shouldn't sometimes do things that aren't important. And how do we know what's important? But we don't want to think, well, you know what? I want to create this thing. I need to create this thing. And then say, oh, and I'll do it tomorrow. Because ultimately, while life isn't short, we need to use the moments we have. So I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like life is short. I could use a few extra years beyond the 150 I plan on living. But I don't know about you guys. But don't squander your time. Think about what you're doing. Make it worthwhile. Don't do something halfway. Do it so that it pleases you, and you will then feel like you had a life fulfilled. At least that's what I think. What do you think? Let me know. You could check the show notes below. You could call in to the show. There's a link to Anchor there. You could join my Discord. On my Discord server, we can chat. There's an A-voice room there. Also, if you haven't done so already, please do rate the podcast. 5 stars are daily. And if you haven't written a review, please do that. Also in the show notes, you're going to find a link to the Weird Book, the Stoic Book, and to my Patreon. So if you'd like to support the podcast, that's a great way to do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.